Well, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will meet again today for further discussions on government formation. It is 58 days since we voted in the general election, but of course a whole lifetime of events have happened since. We can talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, what stage are these two parties at in terms of agreeing to form a government?
I think we're reaching endgame for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They're going to produce a joint framework document, which is basically an outline of a programme for government. It won't have the details, but it will have sort of a statement of principles, a broad outline of the direction that they want to take the country. It's going to major on things like how the economy needs to be nurtured after COVID-19 has shoved it into cold storage. And then it'll also have issues like housing, health and climate change, as Sandra Hurley reported that top of the programme. From Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael's point of view, there is unity. They believe that they working together is the best option for the country because both of them believe that Sinn Féin should be excluded. And they both believe that a loose programme for governments or statement of principles is the way to operate, given COVID-19 is changing so quickly and there are so many questions about how things are going to go, how many billions are going to be required for the economy to survive. And they also believe that there needs to be a third party as well as a group of independents to secure a majority government, and that's what's needed. But those three principles, which Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are operating on, are made basically in contravention of the smaller parties. They disagree that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is what the people voted for in the election just a matter of weeks ago, 58 days, he said. They disagree that a loose programme for government is the best way of going because it puts their priorities most at risk. They want to be able to say in 100 days the government will deliver this, 200 days it'll deliver that. They want to have the detail of it so they can make sure that their imprint is all over the document. And they also disagree that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael should agree to have a third party and this meat in the sandwich will get them over the line of a majority government. So what unites Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is a point of disunity for the parties they're trying to woo, and therein lies the problem.
Well, what is your best assessment then of who, if anyone, will be the third leg of the government, or are we heading for another election?
It's amazing to think that another election could be the option, but I don't believe we can rule that out. If you just look at the Labour Party yesterday, this week, we heard from their former party leader, Brendan Howlin, where he said going into government could be a fatal mistake for Labour, which might threaten the very existence of the Labour Party. We have the Social Democrats talking about why is it that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is the only option as it goes against what the general election was looking for. We have the Greens talking about Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael as a self-serving power grab if they try and put that coalition over the line. I don't believe it's possible to say one of those three parties is more likely to go in than the other. But what you can say is that once the programme for government document is presented to those three parties, that's when the pressure is really going to crank up on them, where it'll be put to them that in the national interest, this is the only option and they must play a part. And so the pressure on them is to either accept that or if they decide to go against it, to be able to explain it. Because Dr. Gary Murphy was telling This Week yesterday that people or parties who believe that staying outside would be in their electoral interest could find a very rude awakening post-election day.
And Paul, when you say Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have agreed this, who do you mean? Is it the parliamentary parties? Because the grassroots of both organisations will also have a say.
Yeah, what we're talking about here is the negotiating teams as directed by the respective leaders of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. It started off with Micheál Martin and Leah Varadkar, they having a meeting and agreeing on a broad way forward. Then the negotiating teams have gone in and negotiated that, but you're absolutely right. What would happen after such a deal was put in place is that they would have to go back to their parliamentary parties, they would also have to go back to their membership. And there are people within both parties who are very unsure that this is the direction for the parties to go. If you take a step back, it is still an amazing thing and reflective of the changes that are happening, that we're nearly taking it as given that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would cozy up together. We have got leading people within Fianna Fáil like Eamon O'Queeve, who believes the media has got it wrong, that the membership of Fianna Fáil would simply not go for this. But given that the leadership of both parties seems to be resolute that they're going to drive this forward, one would imagine they must have made some form of calculation that they'll be able to get over those hurdles. But by no means is anything guaranteed.
Okay, for now, Paul, thank you. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.